Hello, my name is Rod. I'm getting you a return call from customer support. How may I help you today?
Hi, Rod. My name is Joelle Michaels, and I received a purchase from you guys on my debit card. However, I don't know what company you are. I don't know anything about the charge. Can you tell me what company you work for?
Ma'am, we are a third person partner, ma'am, for several different companies, ma'am.
Oh, so is there maybe a confirmation number I can give you that you could
Ma'am,
pull up?
no, ma'am. What I would have to do first, I would have to get your zip code followed by your first and last name. Then I will be able to
Okay,
pull up your account.
awesome. My zip code is 54014, and my name is Joelle, Joelle, and last name is Michaels, Michaels.
And you said your zip code is 54014.
Yes.
And your first name is Joelle.
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 Lel.
Joelle.
Okay, ma'am, for security purposes, can you state your address for me?
Hager City, Wisconsin. I don't know what kind of security purpose, because my card's the one that got charged for it. So
I know, ma'am.
but I live in Hager City, Wisconsin, on 140th Avenue.
Okay, ma'am, I do see your account. Can you please hold on for one moment as I get it loaded, okay?
Yep.
Okay, ma'am, I do see your account. On November 7th, you purchased a wireless mini Bluetooth speaker. It was free, and you paid $6.95. That was a welcoming gift to our subscription, ma'am, and after the trial period, ma'am, you was charged with $76.68. And with that
Right.
$76.68, ma'am, you was given a $100 voucher so you can buy our other discounted items, ma'am. Is that what that was?
But this 7668 charge I never authorized.
Yes, ma'am. When you order our wireless Mini 2 Bluetooth speaker, and that was a free welcoming gift for joining our company.
I did not want to join any company. I thought it was just a gift, but apparently I need to get this charge removed. This is not acceptable.
So, ma'am, you just want to stop any future charges toward your card, ma'am.
I do, and I want that 7668 taken off too, because there was nothing that signed me up for any plan.
Okay, ma'am. Since it was a valid charge, what I can do, I can offer a 35% refund because you failed to cancel within the trial period, ma'am.
Now, this is so frustrating because there was nothing in writing showing me that I was joining any club.
Yes, ma'am. It was in the terms and conditions.
Oh, dear. This is ridiculous. That is such a scam.
And ma'am, I can even offer a 50% refund because you did fail to cancel within the trial period, ma'am.
You got to be kidding me. this is ridiculous. I shouldn't be charged for any of this. Oh, I'm so frustrated. You can't refund my whole money?
No, ma'am. Since it was a valid charge and it was well over a month ago, ma'am, what I can't do...
But
I can't
over issue. A month ago, it just hit my bank account today. If I was supposed to be charged into a plan from November 7th, how... I had no idea. No idea at all. And this is just... This is terrible. Cancel me out of that plan immediately. This just makes me sick.
Okay, ma'am. So what I'm gonna do for you is I'm gonna cancel it so you won't get any future charges towards your card, okay?
Yep.
Okay, can you please hold on for one moment as I get your cancellation number?
Yep.
Okay, ma'am, are you ready for your cancellation number?
I am.
It's going to be CS and Car 681-361-497. And ma'am, can you repeat that so we can be on the same page?
C as in Charlie, 681-361-497.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling customer support. May you have a great day, okay?
No, don't hang up. I need a refund of at least some of that money, if not all of it.
So, ma'am,
I
could do a 50% refund, ma'am, because it was a valid charge.
Do you know even what benefits I had what was I supposed to get out of this $76?
Okay, ma'am. With the $76 that was charged, ma'am, you was given a $100 voucher, and it was sent to your email. And with that $100 voucher, ma'am, you can buy our other discounted kind of items at a very low price, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah. Please just refund. You said half? Can you do 75%?
No, ma'am. The best I can do is 50%. I'm so
fine.
Sorry.
Refund. Refund the money, please, Rod.
Okay, ma'am. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna get your 50% refund process. Can you please hold for me? Because if you hang up, you have to start all the way back over with a new agent.
No, I don't want to do that. I'll hang on.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Or if not,
Okay, ma'am. I did give you a 50% refund, ma'am. What's going to happen is it's going to take 3 to 5 business days for it be transferred back to your card. And I did give you your cancellation number already, didn't it, ma'am?
Yes, you did.
Yes, ma'am. Can you repeat that to me so we can be on the same page?
Sure. C as in Charlie, 681-361-497.
Yes, ma'am. And again, it will take 3 to 5 business days for it be transferred back to your card, okay?
Okay. But no further charges, or I'm not enrolled in anything anymore with you guys, right?
Yes, ma'am. Let me check.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. You will no longer be charged any monthly subscriptions, okay, ma'am?
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, Rob.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. May you have a great day.
You too.